Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I'm going to talk to Aubrey McCarthy now from Tig Lane, and many of you will know Tig Lane and all the various things that it does. I mean, they've drop-in centres for homeless people, centres for people recovering from addiction, they have refugee services, even a coffee shop and a bus. I mean, the list of services seems to just keep growing and growing. Aubrey, good morning. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Now, Aubrey, what's been the secret? There's so many services, and I probably haven't done really credit to them all in that introduction, but Tig Lane just seems to keep doing more and more. How do you get the energy, and what's the secret to making this all happen?
You know, Ciara, when we set up in 2008, it was a case of helping people who were vulnerable. Myself and the CEO, Phil Thompson, started to volunteer for the Salvation Army, and we saw a gap in that. People were going into rehabilitation in Ireland, and after 4 to 6 weeks, they were coming out sober, but then they were going back to ground zero again. And really, it was relapse upon relapse. So we just thought, there has to be something a bit better than this. The two of us have a deep faith, so we just felt there has to be something deeper. So we started to go around. We went to New York, we went to Scotland, we went to various places to see how rehabilitation worked. And we came across a place called Whitchester House in Scotland, and it was a long program. It was based on the old Teen Challenge idea in the States, but it was a very old program. But so we bought the Mountaineering Centre in Wicklow, which was with a mortgage of 110%, and we set up a program based on evidence-based program skills, life skills, etc., and it started to work. And from that, we have really found out there's a gap in housing, so therefore we've gone into housing. There's a gap in education, so we got into education. There's a gap in social enterprise, so we started to do social enterprise. So literally, it has happened organically. It's never something we set out to do from the outset. And in fact, if I knew what was going to be involved, I probably would have stayed in bed.
That sounds reasonable, Aubrey. Now, on top of all this, I mean, there's so much going on in Tig Lane, and yet you've a day job as well. That's got to keep going. You're running those businesses. So this is kind of something you do in your spare time. So where do you get your spare time?
You know, I have fantastic staff and crew on the ground. The managers are amazing. They're gifted, but not only gifted in academia in the area, they also have a heart. Most of the staff have a deep faith, which actually drives them on to help other people. And what we have noticed is everybody has a talent. So the people you meet on the streets, the people that are in addiction, the people that come in from a homeless service, we just want to focus on what their talent is and capture that talent and then create opportunities to exploit it. Do you know, Ciarán, we have 77 people in third level university for 2023, and most of those are coming from a homeless cohort or an addiction cohort. So it's phenomenal. And for me, I know I'm in business myself. I have a transport company and I have a shop and a restaurant and a few interests like that which keep me busy, but they have wonderfully worked together so that synergies have come about. So for example, when I was moving the Intercontinental Hotel in Balls Bridge, they were getting rid of all of their beds. So what did I do? I put the beds in the women's centre. We were moving to Day FM. They gave me all their office furniture. So we had all the office furniture brought up to the centre. So really, my businesses have worked out well. And they have come together. So even though I'm busy, I think my addiction is work. It has worked well.
That's fantastic. And I know a lot of the people helping to run the operations are actually people who have been through the services, because I've heard some of the great stories of those people who have had problems themselves, got through them, and are now devoting themselves to helping others.
You know, I was doing a thing on RTE the other day, and they were interviewing me about certain managers. And I recalled one night on the bus, and I used to drive the No Books Cafe, our outreach homeless bus, and three guys came on the bus, and they were homeless. They were friends together, two living in Stevens Green and one living on Henry Street in a shop doorway. And they started to connect with us. They had no addiction problems, but they obviously had trauma. Today, one of those guys manages our Cool na Grainne Centre at the weekend. He's our weekend manager. One of those guys manages our homeless centre in Dublin, and one of those guys manages our aftercare centre in Naas for young people coming out of care. So they were three homeless people who came to us looking for help. And ironically, they're the ones that are helping us. Each one of them have gone on to do their master's degree. Two of them are on their second master's degree. So you just go, wow, there's an opportunity there. And I often feel the man above sees the opportunity. We feel that we meet these guys, but I think it's all pre-planned.
It's wonderful though, isn't it? I mean, what a case study, or what a number of case studies to have of the power and the importance and the impact of what you guys are doing. That's just incredible. Kind of closing.
Well, that's what it's all. You know, you can get buildings, you can get social enterprises, you can do different things, but if you cannot have an impact on people's lives, you're wasting your time. And Ryan Tuberty was up recently, and you know, Kieran, he summed it up, and he says, Tiglin fixes people who are a little bit broken. And they do it beautifully in the head, the heart, and the soul. It is the very best of Ireland. So I've been blessed and privileged to be part, even on my own walk, to be part of an organisation that actually does church differently, impacts people's lives, and is very practical through evidence-based programmes.
Aubrey, it's very inspiring. I'm always blown away when I hear stuff about what you guys are doing. And it is really, really inspirational. And I'm so grateful to you for sharing that with our listeners today here on Spirit Radio. Best of luck with whatever's coming next. I'm sure you have loads lined up for us, and we look forward to talking to you about them, Aubrey. All the best.
Lovely.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.